السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this beautiful Tuesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you with afiyat and good health. Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وأنا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا for all the du'as. وإياكم. Allah bless you also. And جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother زكريا. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 19th of Zulqa'dah, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 35, Surah Fatir, and verses number 2 and 3. We mentioned to you yesterday, Fatir means the originator. He, Almighty Allah, created the entire universe and created you and myself and the entire, all the human race as the masterpiece of his creation. And he did not need any model, any specimen. He is alone the only originator. So what does Almighty Allah inform us? مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ. And whatever Almighty Allah confers to humanity, مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ, His mercy, granting Hamas victory, granting Taliban victory, granting us Iman and Islam, which is the greatest gift which Allah has conferred upon any human being. فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا. None can withhold it, none can prevent it. O Muslim, you want something directly from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, say, Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattah, Ya Allah, open all your doors for me, remove the obstacles and impediments. Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Allah, you are the best of givers, Ya Allah. So speak to Almighty Allah with His beloved Asma'ullah al-Husna. Chapter 7, verse 180. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. And Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has wonderful, beautiful names. Invoke and call Almighty Allah Jalla wa Allah by those names. مَنْ حَفِظَهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Who by hearts the 99 beautiful names of Almighty Allah enters Jannah and paradise. You can't by heart it for some reason or the other. Look inside and read it daily. It must be part of our routine. Man ahsaha dakhala al-jannah, hadith in Tirmidhi. Who reads it looking inside also will enter paradise, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. وَمَا يُمْسِكْ. And whatever Almighty Allah withholds, He does not want to give you children, He does not want to give you health, He does not want to give you rain. فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. Then none can release it after Him, meaning without His permission. See the world today, they're looking for peace. Who can give them peace? Nobody. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. He alone, Almighty Allah, is the Almighty and the All-Wise. Therefore, Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who was, who is, who will always be the last and final messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah. After the first salat, the mandatory, compulsory prayer used to read on many occasions, Allahumma la mani alima a'tait, that Ya Allah, there's no one to prevent what you are giving. وَلَا مُؤْتِيَ لِمَا مَنَعَتْ. And no one can give what you have prevented. What a powerful message that is. So we should learn all these mustahab and sunnah du'as to read after the fard salat and compulsory prayer. يا أيها الناس اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم. O humankind, remember the ever recurring bounties and favors of Almighty Allah showering upon you. And those bounties are free of charge. Do we have to pay for sunlight? We have to pay for electricity to Eskom, and your load shedding will kick in again after elections, believe you me. But Almighty Allah giving us sunlight daytime and what have you, and nighttime the peace and tranquility. So does Allah charge us? Every minute, every moment, every second we inhaling, exhaling all oxygen and so forth, does Almighty Allah charge us? Our ears, our eyes, our lips, our tongue, our anatomy, body, did Allah charge us? يا أيها الناس اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم. O human beings, you are the masterpiece of Allah's creation. Recognize and you should remember the ever recurring bounties of Almighty Allah جل وعلا upon you. هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض. Is there any creator besides Almighty Allah? What is the meaning of creator? Creator means that he inserts the soul, the ruh, in that body. So remember that no doctor, no scientist, no physician, no professor in the entire wide world can do that. Quran challenges them. And you human beings, scientists, professors, doctors, call yourself whatever you want to. And you can have the greatest degrees. But the decree of Almighty Allah is what? لَيْ يَخْلُقُوا زُبَابًا وَلَا وِجْتَمَعُولَ. You cannot even create today, nor in the future, not till doomsday, even one single fly. Zubab. Why is Zubab called Zubab? Zub, to drive away, push the fly away. And up it returns. You say, hey, who are you to push me away? You can be a prince, or you can be the clown prince, or crown prince, or murtad of Saudi Arabia, or the king, or whoever. Or you can be Biden, Joe Genocide in the White House. I will come sit on your forehead, and you can do absolutely nothing. So who does all that? Only Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Surah chapter 22, verse 73. They don't even know what is the ruh and the soul and so forth. وَمَا أُوتِيتُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Go to any hospital, any clinic. My beloved mother was in ICU, and not only ICU, inside the ICU, a special another room, you know, super ICU, whatever you want to call it, for 7.5 weeks, and then she passed away. Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. We think of them daily. So I used to see people passing away there, and you ask the doctor, what happened? They'll tell you cardiac arrest. They will tell you cardiac arrest is a fancy name for heart attack. They will tell you this, they'll tell you. So then sometime I want to be a little bit, you know, give them one vaccine, one injection. I say, but show me where's the ruh, where's the soul. So they just look and they laugh, you know. None of them can tell you that. So that is Allah alone, that he gives us life. The lady goes the full period, 9 months, and she gives birth what's supposed to be the happiest day in her life. She's going to give birth to a beloved son or daughter. Lo and behold, and it is stillborn. She is devastated. The family is disappointed. But Allah, Jalla wa Ala, is giving you mercy and sending mercy to you. Rahmatulil Alam. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that that stillborn child, the child where you had a miscarriage, that same child will intercede for you on the day of justice and say, Allah, I am the barrister, lawyer, attorney, advocate on behalf of my parents, and I am not going to Jannah and paradise unless they come with me. But they passed away with Iman and Islam. Allah jalla wa ala to bahana dunte hai. So Allah Ta'ala wants to give you an excuse. Go take your beloved parents and all of you go to Jannat al-Firdaus. So always look at the silver lining. Ghayrullah, who can be the creator besides Almighty Allah? Rhetorical question, none. Yarzukukum min as-sama'i wal-ard. He nourishes you, provides for you, and gives you from the heavens and the earth. From the heavens, the rain and everything. From the land and the sand, he gives you your vegetation, your fruit, everything. Without farms and all that, we all would be dead. La ilaha illahu, la ma'buda bihaqqin illahu. Truly, there is none worthy of worship except him. Only to him will be bowed down. We will not bow down to Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist regime, and Hitler's children. Hamas and Palestinians have made it clear. لَن نَرْكَى لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَن نَجْجُدْ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. We will not bow down to anybody except Almighty Allah. We will not prostrate and perform sajda to anybody except Almighty Allah. That is the true Muslim. La ilaha illa huwa fa anna tufakud. When you read the story, incident, event of Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's ladli, Sahib Zadi, Piyari, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, in chapter 24, verse 11, where the munafiqeen and hypocrites made wild accusations, allegations. Allah Jalla wala revealed for Mother Siddiqa, Surah 24, chapter 24, verses 11 to 26, 16 verses to exonerate her. Any kafir Shia or any person who says Siddiqa is guilty, wallahi, I have Quran in my hand, such a person is out of the fold of Islam. Allah Jalla wala made her the honorable wife of the Master alayhi salatu salam, dunya wal akhirah, in this world and the year after. So that incident is called ifk. Ifk means a big, huge lie, propaganda. So that's the word used here. Fa anna tu'fakun. Where are you being misled with your lies and propaganda and your hasbara, the jutla's term for propaganda? So see, you must know how to use the words and how to find the words also. Al Quranu yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. Certain verses of the noble Quran will elaborate and expound and explain other verses. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. 19th of Zulqada, 1445. GG, Gaza genocide, day number 235. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Our Hamas has sent 1820 jutlas of the elite force straight to Jahannam. Three of them are in transit. I learned that word last night. One brother sent me the news, views, and interviews, and he wrote that two, three of them are in transit to Jahannam, meaning the jutlas, they very, very badly injured. So they on their way straight to Jahannam, transit to Jahannam, and you don't know Jahannam, it means hellfire. And 32 of them are injured. So very good. We say Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Israel does, you understand, what it normally does for 76 years, burning the children and the women intentionally. And that is what you must remember. Go study what Israel, the jutlas, the haramis, the terrorists did in 46, 47, and 48, the beginning, and so forth. The Haganah gang, the Irgun gang, the Stern gang, they all haramis, super terrorists and murderers they are. And this was done, now international outrage and condemnation. Today, at the behest of Algeria, there'll be an emergency meeting at United Nations, and there'll just be condemnation, and Israel will say no, that it was a tragedy, a mistake, and that's what BB, the super terrorist murderer Harami, said. So we don't accept it, remember that. We say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. We say you must get out of all the whole of Palestine and pack up and go back to Europe from where you came to. Germany killed you. What the hell are you killing the Palestinians for? And America is the biggest terrorist never supporting you with the Western forces and so forth and so on. So remember, they will tell the world, they said United Nations are terrorists. They said UNRWA is terrorist. The people helping the Palestinians there under the auspices of United Nations. But they themselves, the world is saying, are the biggest terrorists with America helping them. But they will say, no, that we are the innocent, we are the victim. The Jutlas, Haramis, Jewish Zionist strategies, always three things: Holocaust, anti-Semite, and we are the victim. We tell you, go to hell with your Holocaust, one big lie. You never even died with 6 million, it was less than 1 million. Anti-Semite is a term used for anti-Palestinian, but you hijacked it, you Jutla, you Harami, as you normally do. And your victim business, remember, is no more working. The world has turned against you because you are a cursed nation, and you will be punished till the day of Qiyamah, as enshrined in the noble Quran. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Chapter 7, verse 167. The Pope is in big trouble. So the Pope said, he was asked, they had a meeting yesterday in Italy, can a gay guy become a priest? He said no, and he used some real derogatory term in the Italian language. You know how in our term we use moffi or something like that, you know? So he used the worst term like that. But I don't know Italian, but I heard what he said. So Pope, you woke up at last. There's no hope for the Pope. I challenged him. He don't want to take my challenge, the Harami. And the Egyptian Sisi Pharaoh, you see, they make the children work whole night, and they give them $1 a day, and then they give the best perfume to Europe. They worship the whiteies, these Muslim Arab countries. In their minds and hearts, the white is right and West is the best. So remember child labor, and remember the Pharaoh Sisi, another murtad traitor to Islam. So now they're asking the European countries, you say you've got human rights, but how come children 5-6 years old are working in Egypt and all that throughout the night? How come 300 million plus children are affected, you must remember, by sexual messages and sextortion? Do you know what is sextortion? Their children are naive, and one guy says, I want to talk to you. He takes the photos and snaps and so forth and tell the children, you better pay, otherwise I'm going to expose you on internet. These are the haramis, these are the maniacs, these are the pedophiles, and you can ask the Pope about pedophilia and so forth and so on. The death toll rises to 23 in Texas, Oklahoma, and Kentucky. For them also, we have no sympathy, no empathy. They are the ones who vote for Trump and vote for Bush and for Biden, and all these haramis, war criminals. We have no time for you. Remember, that is good. It's Allah's punishment on you. 23 of you dispatched straight to Jahannam also. Russia to build a power plant in Uzbekistan. Well done, Putin. We like you, Putin. We like some haramis. Yet who can give America, Israel, and these Western powers a good bloody nose? That's what we want. The right-wingers are celebrating the death and the burning of the Palestinians in Gaza. That is your new breed of Jews. You Jews should speak up and say, not in my name. You should say that Israel is a disgrace to Judaism. And you must say Zionism is apartheid in its worst form, worse than apartheid in South Africa. Israel kills an Egyptian there at the Rafah border. They say, no, the Egyptian shot first, and therefore we shot him dead. So let them fight among themselves. Sisi is a Jew himself. His mother is a Jewess. A Ibn al-Yahudiya wa la'natullahi alayh. Ghazans have been dispersed, and that 8 times. And where must they go? So they have become sitting ducks. But Hamas said, no, we're going to take you on. 8 months coming now. America, Europe, Germany, France, Britain, Sunak, the one from Rwanda and India. We must send him there, the Harami. So remember, they have no place to go, but they're taking them on and dispatching them to Jahannam, mashallah, or transit to Jahannam. MK and ANC, big problem yesterday, the Kurule Kaini. This is our side, yeah, Binoni and that. So MK and ANC, two people dead. That's why I told you yesterday, I went to vote. And then they interviewed me. And he was waiting for me, Ponti. Ponti, I made him Muslim from Arafat. I was there for Haji, was here. I performed his nikah all with the help and mercy of Allah. So he told me, interview. I said, I got nothing to hide. I told you all yesterday, I'm going to vote and so forth. My own teachers, some say permissible. My honorable senior teachers, some say not permissible. So fatwa, we will say permissible. The verdict and taqwa, precaution. You don't vote. Make istikhara. I made istikhara. And I never will vote and ever vote for ANC or DA or EFF or ACDP or IFP and all these characters. Or Action SA, who are aligned directly to America or Israel. So we vote for other parties. My aim, and our aim should be, if you want a stable, flourishing South Africa, inshallah, to bring the ANC to less than 50% and to bring the DA in Western Cape to less than 50%, inshallah, then you will see what will happen. We hope so. Parents collect their babies, remember, in Delhi. This is another tragedy there, that over 20 babies and children die at the entertainment center in Delhi, and then a fire and that burn them. So Allah make easy, you know, when you see children, it's very, very sad. Macron outraged by Israel and said that enough is enough, immediate ceasefire. Italy says the same. The Western world is outraged. One day you outrage, and the next day you're giving them material support and arms and ammunition. You bunch of hypocrites, double standards, white hegemony. Taiwan to get better weapons and arms from America than Ukraine. China, I'm telling you, Chu Ching Chong, Ding Ding, whatever your name is, Ding Dong. So you better go and take on Taiwan in June. I read that somewhere just a few days ago. China is preparing to invade Taiwan. China is preparing. Do it, China. So we want America to be stretched. They can't win in Gaza al-Mubarakah. They can't win in Ukraine. And they can't beat you. You know, Ching Chong Ching, that how you can knock them out. So inshallah, we make dua. They're all haramis. Chinese haramis, Russian haramis. But if the haramis does good work against America, Israel, we will support them. First pilgrims arrive in Jeddah by ship from Sudan. So now today is Tuesday. So Sunday they arrive from Sudan. MashaAllah. The first pilgrims arrive there. Allah Ta'ala, Allahumma sallim al-hujjaj wal-mu'tamirin wal-zayirin ila al-haramain al-sharifin. Allah, take everybody, you understand. How excited we were, 74, when I went for Umrah first time, Ramadan, my beloved parents came. 75, I went first time for Hajj. Sheikh Mahir Al-Mu'aykili will render the khutbah in Arafat. At least this time they chose somebody. Sometimes does MBS and M choose murtads also to deliver khutbah. If you don't know the term murtad, apostate, non-Muslim, they chose the secretary general, that Isa character, pakka murtad harami he is. Biden woke up from his slumber and he's suffering from amnesia, the old man. He says United States is the only superpower in the world. If you the only superpower, why you can't help them in Oklahoma, in Texas, in Kentucky? Allah Jalla Wala is punishing you. Why you can't even remember things, Biden? You say there's no genocide there. Is that genocide? They're burning and murdering 40,000 people, killing and injuring over 100,000 in the past 76 years. So you are a Zionist? Go to hell, you donkey. So Canada and France say that you must remember it's time for a ceasefire. Where to? They now listen to this one here. World Health Organization confidence that they can deal with the next pandemic. This is the same World Health Organization. It's not World Health Organization. It's World Health Organization. They want to bring a hell on this earth. They got enough doctors who are sellouts and mufatiyas. I call them mufatiyas, Muslim, non-Muslim. Remember, who are promoting the COVID-19 and promoting the vaccine and promoting this and that and that and telling us to wear masks and close the mosque, and then the Christians must close the church. All bunch of lies, remember. remember. It was not a pandemic, it's a plandemic, and it is a scamdemic. They want to prepare you. All Shaitan's plots and plans, remember that. Israeli lawyers. This is Haaretz newspaper. Hey, you Jutla Harami, you recording me? Very good. I'm very happy about it. I'm honored. So you Jutla's Israeli lawyers have said that Israel has now plausible. They got nice words to play with. Plausible, possible. 70 violations against international law in Gaza al-Mubarakah. War criminals they are. So remember petrol price. Do you know, South Africans, you're going to vote today? Today voting will be special voting for people who are old, tired, retired like me. So remember that. So that will be between 9 and 5 today. And if you're voting tomorrow, Wednesday, between 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. One a statistic I give you, courtesy of ANC. Just one statistic I give you. Maulana Salim, write this down, and today, tomorrow, whenever you're going to fill your tanky, you know in Pakistan they used to sell tiki penki, petrol burdo tanky, man. So this is how they say they in Karachi. So the petrol price has increased in South Africa in the last 4 years, 113%, 114%, courtesy of ANC. Yesterday somebody asked me, what's the first thing you will do if you become Prime Minister, President? I will fire 3/4 of the ministers and deputy ministers. That's what we should do. Hopeless, useless lot, remember, getting fatter and fatter and taking all our taxes and so forth. Can you believe that more than 100% petrol increase just in the past 4 years? So think before you ink. Tomorrow, you're going to vote, people, or today, the old toppers and old toppies, that is the old retired people. So remember that you must know for who you're going to vote for, and so forth. You can see the harm they have caused to the economy and to everything else, safety, security, everything goes with. Today, my brother Dawood Mondli will be there in Overport area at Musgrave. My brother Dawood Mondli's number 063-403-2743. Bilal, inshallah, will be there at Marcus Sahaba Studios, and that will be between 9 and 12, and inshallah, 2 Grace Avenue, behind the Westwood Mall in Westworld, and there where Musalla Abu Bakr is. So Bilal's number 082-099-0023. Then Junaid Mota, who's here, Jinnat Mota, you understood? You can contact him, inshallah, for lands and surroundings, 084-304-0795. Zahir Asop is there in Cape Town, all free of charge. 082-786-5441. Salim Bai, he is in Pietermaritzburg. Contact him, you there in Camperdown and there in Maritzburg and Howick and so forth. You go to him free of charge. 083-370-3896. Salim Bai, 083-370-3896. You want to know anything regarding voting and you want some information, is a free toll free line, it don't cost you anything. 080-011-8000. 080-011-8000. Chalo Molana, we have 17-16 minutes, inshallah. Let's fire up with the Q&A. Barakallahu fik.
Mufti Sahab, which is sunnah, wearing the 3/4 kurta with slits or the long Arabic kurta? And does Mufti Sahab wear the 3/4 kurta with slits?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All this you must read Shama'il Tirmidhi, and remember Imam Tirmidhi Abu Isa. He was born in 209. He passed away in 279. He's buried there in Uzbekistan, and he was one of the celebrated greatest students of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. So he wrote a whole book, and our South African ulama jazahumullahu khairan, not far from where I am now, Darun Nashr, and them, they still have wonderful full copies there. Our ulama translated Shamail Tirmidhi in English. They passed away, some of them. Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. Both these kurtas are acceptable. None of them are 100% sunnah. It's aqrab ila sunnah, nearest to the sunnah. So remember, whether you wear with slit or you don't wear with slit, as long as it's below the knees and above the ankle and so forth, so that is fine. You must remember that. I used to wear the short kurta, Moana. You must have seen me there in Karachi, 74. And then when I went for Umrah the first time and my parents came, so I told my father, give me some money, you know. So he said, for what you want so much money? I told him, I'm going to make 10 long kurtas. I like these long kurtas. He said, very good. So I went to the tailor. No, all this ready-made. We wanted everything slim and trim, you know, smart, tip-top condition. So then we used to go. Now we just wear daffa kurta. Understood? And now I don't wear slit kurta. So remember that just now slit and little slip, you know. So remember that. So all these things here. So don't make this big issues. Al-Babu Wasi'un. Both are flexible issues.
Mufti Sahib, what is the ruling of making salah on musallas that have prints of the Kaaba or Masjid al-Aqsa on them? Permissible or not?
Remember that today a craze is taking place. People go to Medina Munawwara, Makkah Mukarrama, and buy and purchase musallas, and then they go there to that shop and they say, my name is Ahmed Muhammad, my name is Fatima Zainab Aisha, and that is printed there in Arabic, and then they buy it and they read salah. That's not permissible. That to read on musallas that have a Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa, Masjid Nabawi, Masjid al-Aqsa, it is permissible but undesirable. Why we say this? Wamay Surah 22, verse 32. Wamay yu'azzim sha'air Allah fa innaha min taqwa al-qulub. Whosoever shows respect to the symbols and landmarks of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, that's a sign that person has taqwa and true piety, Allah consciousness in his or her heart. Chapter 22, verse 32. Imagine you take in the name of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nami ismi grami, and you place on the floor, your name is Ahmed, your name is Muhammad, but it is a Mubarak blessed name of the Master alayhi salam. Is that not disrespectful? You're taking the name Fatima Aisha, the beloved daughter, wife of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and putting on the floor. So you made it, so make a nice frame and then you put on your wall, so perfect. So don't just hide it away, make a frame of it, no problem, put it on your wall, so like that. So similarly, you got big musallas with Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, make big frames like that. So mashallah, in that way it becomes good and bring barakah and blessing in your house. But to put on the floor and read salat, remember, undesirable it is.
Mufti Sahib, getting divorced in court, does it count Islamically because it is pronounced in public?
Remember that when people have registered their marriages and now they want to go and divorce there in court, so there the wife can divorce the husband can divorce the wife and so forth. You don't. So that will not impact on the nikah. We must know nikah is something different, a separate entity, and the civil marriage of yours which you went in the court and what have you, that's a separate entity. So it's not necessary that when a person has finished up, dissolved, and he divorced his wife, the civil marriage is no more, then automatically that will be a talaq. No, it doesn't work like that. Your nikah is still valid and you are still husband and wife. That is the fatwa, and that's the fatwa we accept. Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafizahullah, so he has done extensive work. No alim in the world maybe he has done so much work individually regarding all these modern issues of vaccine and about the laws and so forth. So he has written on that issue, the talaq will not take place and your nikah is still valid.
Mufti Sahib, when going to Arafat, is it advisable to fast?
Remember, it's sunnah to fast for people who are ghayr hujjaj, non-pilgrims. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahih, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, yukaffirullahu sanat al-madiyah wal-baqiyah. Me and you, Maha Salim, we're not going for hajj, so we are here. So, inshallah, so that we keep fast on the 9th of Zulhijjah, so then you will get 2 years sins of yours will get forgiven. Allah forgive my sins, your sins, our sins. And we keep 1 day fast, the 9th of Zulhijjah, in the country you are. The previous year's sins are forgiven, the following year's sins are forgiven. For the hajis, the hujjaj, they shouldn't fast. Therefore, he, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on his naqa mubarakah, on his feet, that famous she camel where the master alayhi salatu salam was, so took milk for shariba lamana, and then in Maidan Arafat drank the milk to show the hujjaj and to set the precedent for humanity and posterity. O hujjaj baytillah, you must not be fasting there in Arafat. Why? Because that day I, Allah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, changed the time for salat also. Read your zuhur salat and asr salat together, and that's what we encourage everybody to do. All schools, that is the fatwa of Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, and we pass the fatwa on Sahibain school. That is the verdict of Imam Abu Hanifa's greatest students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad rahimahullah. And all this hajj we used to do, we used to encourage everybody, even the women in their own tents, they must read the 2 rakat salat, zuhur, 2 rakat asr, if they musafir. If they're not musafir, 4 and 4, and no sunnahs, nothing, and then dua, dua, and more dua. So you're going to fast, you're going to feel hungry, and you know the heat, 40, 50 degrees. Yesterday, Maulana Karachi reached 52 degrees, yesterday. They're sweltering there, you must remember that. It's going to break the records, it says. Allah have mercy on the people of Pakistan and the Hujjaj. And so I experienced Hajj 50, 51 degrees, 89, 90 and all that. It was mid summer, you must remember that. So Allah make easy June, July, Kabina Bulai. Yet you know you can't forget June, July, because here by us is mid-winter. Then Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara, Karachi, Delhi, all that is mid-summer. So I will never advise any of you hajis that you should be. Remember, fasting, it's against the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam, and makruh and undesirable and repugnant to do that. And second, I will not advise any haji to walk from, you must remember, I will not recommend any haji to walk from Mina to Arafat, especially if you're the first time haji, because it's a 3-hour, 4-hour walk. And you're not used to walking in that heat. When you come to Arafat, you're flat, tired, retired, now you want to sleep. Your greatest aspect of hajj, the pinnacle of hajj, you're destroying. So don't just get carried away by people. No, we'll walk. You just go with the bus, you paid for the bus, and your agent must give you a bus. So remember, that is my very, very strong recommendation.
Mufti Sahib, if we pick up extra pebbles hajj time and come home with it, should we return it?
Yesterday, a person says, a question he asked. You know, daily I get 100, 200 questions with Allah's help. The brother said, I'm in Medina Munawwara, and we went for ziyarat. So I picked up 3 pebbles from Uhud. Not Uhud, Uhud. And if you want about Uhud, go read, mashallah, The Muslim Woman, 25 rand only. Excellent article there, Q&A, other good articles. So we recommend The Muslim Woman, excellent book. Allah reward our sisters, all of them. Anyway, so now he say, I picked up 3 pebbles from Jabal Uhud and put in my pocket for my children. I said, brother, you better put it, leave it there in Medina Munawwara. If the police catch you, all that, there'll be big problem. And it's not permissible, نَقْلُ التُّرَاب مِنَ الْحَرَمَيْنَ الشَّرِيفَيْنَ, to transfer sand and stone and all that from there. Every haji takes one stone, two stones, and it's not permissible. That is karahat and so forth. So stay away from all these things here. And remember that now you go pick up sand in Makkah or Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, or stones and bring back, we're totally against that, and the fatwa also is of karahat, and is something totally, you understand, repugnant and undesirable and disliked in Sharia.
Mufti Saab, can zakat money be used to take somebody out of prison?
100%, if he's innocent, you must remember that my sister Dr. Afia is in the hellhole there. America, the super terrorists have put my brothers and our brothers there, all belonging to Ahlus Sunnah, there for over 20 years in the hellhole of Guantanamo Bay. That's where we must put every prime minister of Israel and every president of America who's alive. We need to put the whole lot there in Gitmo, the haramis, all super terrorists. So remember, now you fight their cases and you go to court and Supreme Court and Constitutional Court and High Court and whatever, and you use interest money, you use zakat money, all permissible, remember that. But if the person is guilty for murder, he's guilty for rape and so forth, then you can't use zakat money. And that, to free him, he must serve time in the jail. The punishment must suit the crime. So that is the justice system of Islam.
Saab, a long time back, I did a blood test and could not pay. They wrote it out as bad debt. Now, do I pay this back?
100%, you must go back to them and tell them that there was a pauper selling pawpaws. Now I'm a millionaire and I'm selling diamonds. So you go and pay them. But these haramis might tell you, you have to pay that amount with interest also. Just tell them whatever you owe them, you are prepared to pay them, and just settle the debt. Whatever debts we have. In Islam, there's no such thing as bad debts. They just write it off. Unless they do so willingly and really from the bottom of their heart, not because of capitalism, and because you must remember the system is like that. Therefore, capitalism is a satanic system. It works on demand and supply, and the lifeline of capitalism is interest. So you just make anonymous payment to them and you must settle all your debts. Remember that. Mutu qabla an tamutu. Die before you die. What it means? That pay all your dues and all that before you actually die. So remember, tomorrow is Yom al-Hisab, the day of reckoning. So it's a debt upon you, so make sure you pay it.
Mufti Saab, what is the story of Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah in the battle where he fought his father?
So you must remember, Quran Sharif teaches us this. You must remember Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah. Do you even know who is Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah? His manaqib, fadailuhu wa manaqibuhu la tu'addu wa la tuhsa. You can't even count his virtues and his merits and so forth. One, he's from Ashra Mubashara. Two, he conquered so many parts of Sham. Sham means the greater Syria, the Levant, L-E-V-A-N-T, Palestine, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, and some ulama even say parts of Turkey is all part of Lebanon, or part of this on Iraq and so forth. But I don't agree too much with that. Just leave it to these four countries. So Syria, Palestine, Jordan, and Lebanon, these four countries constitute Sham. So you must remember, one side a Muslim and other side a Kuffar. So what the Quran Kareem teaches us, Almighty Allah speaks of this in the Noble Quran, that when you are in the battle and you have your non-Muslim parents, your father or whoever and whoever, لا تجد قوم يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر. You will not find a people who believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the last day. You are duna, that they have love. Love with who? Man haddallaha wa rasula. Those people who oppose Almighty Allah. They oppose Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We'll have no love for them. Even though, walau kanu aba'ahum, o abna'ahum, o ikhwanahum, o ashiratahum. They can be your fathers, they can be your sons, they can be your brothers, siblings, or they can be your family members. Ulaika kataba fi qulubihimul iman. Those are the people Allah has ordained and prescribed for them in their hearts. They have true iman. Wa ayyadahum, Allah Ta'ala assists them bi ruhi min wa Jibreel alayhi salam. Chapter 58, Surah Mujadala, verse number 22, the last verse. Remember that. So that is what Quran is saying. So if your father is that side and you are this side, so remember, the sahaba will will take them on because they kufar. Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam cried for his son Kan'an. Allah said, "Hey Nuh, innahu laysa min ahlik. He's not your family now." So remember that he died kafir, non-Muslim. So therefore, remember that they're not our family when they become the enemies of Allah and they die in that state. The Quran has spoken of this.
Mufti Sahib's funeral policy allowed for burial expenses.
This is another ploy and a plan of the capitalistic system. They always want to keep you in debt. You see the mind games they play. Go to the food, go to the shop, supermarket, go to the garages, auto lots. They'll write the deposits. A blind person, semi-blind person can see. And the retail price, real price, they'll write it small. So that guy will think, hey, that this deposit is very, very cheap. 2,000 rand a month or 2,000 I must pay now, 5,000 and that. He doesn't realize for the next 10, 20, 30 years, he'll be in debt. So they want to put you in debt before death. It's not permissible in Islam. In Islam, remember, what is funeral? So funeral is, we have to give the ghusl, the deceased person, we bathe him, we give them kafan, we shroud them with calico, 3 pieces for the male, 5 pieces for the female, and thereafter we have salatul janaza, the funeral prayer, and then we bury the person. So that person who passed away, from his or her estate, we take the money, or the heir should pay, or somebody else, the friend should pay, and if there's nobody is a new Muslim, then they in Newcastle, when I was there, so they co-opted me in NMC, Newcastle Muslim Community. So when I was a new member, I asked them, what's this Ghorba Fund? I still remember the word they wrote there, Ghorba Fund. G-O-R-B-A. They say, oh no, sometimes these people, they embrace Islam and so forth and so on. So nobody then, we use money from there, lilla money. So I say, Papa, you're losing all upside down term, not Ghorba Fund. For that you brought from where? From Mirzapur, Palanpur, Dabelpur, Saharanpur, and Kolwatpur. Not Ghorba Fund, Ghoraba Fund. Either Ghoraba will mean the foreigners or either the travelers and so forth. So that's the proper term. So every Jamaat should have that. So remember, in Islam, all these policies haram, not permissible. Today, 8:30 to 9, Mona Musa Lahe, 11 to 12, Bliss of Marriage, 1 to 2, Tafsir. Our Dawood Munli will be, inshallah, Aziz, today, there in Overport and Musgrave, and Bilal will be there at the studio. Barakallah Fiq, Jazakallah Khair, Mu'a Salim. And inshallah, that our Junaid Mota will send me the podcast. We will send it out before 7, inshallah al-aziz. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.